Union members are striking because they say the government is attacking public sector workers, and thousands of bobbies who legally aren't allowed to strike are going to march through London today in a protest over cuts. Well, we sent Dan Green down with 250 police officers from South Yorkshire. Let's find out if he's been arrested yet. At very least, I expect him to be in handcuffs. Morning, Dan.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm actually in the most glamorous location that I've ever broadcasted from, Toby. Newport Pagnell Services on the M1 near Milton Keynes. So we're just over halfway to London. And as you know, Toby, an army marches on its stomach and most people taking the opportunity to have a little bit of breakfast or at least a nice strong coffee to say that we set out at 5 a.m. As I just commented to one of the people working in there, I doubt welcome break has ever seen so many plainclothes policemen on a Friday morning at this time, certainly. Neil Bowles from the Police Federation joins us. Say hello to Toby back in the studio.
Hello, Toby.
Morning, Neil. Tell us, Neil, how unusual is it for police officers to take part in this kind of action?
Well, as you mentioned, the police officers don't have the right to strike. This is our one tool in the armoury to sort of gather in numbers when we're off duty to express our opinion. We have done it, I think, 3 times in the last 10 years. The last 2 times have been quite successful. Hopefully this one will too.
Do you think so? Well, first of all, tell us why you're doing it. It's about the cuts, isn't it?
It's about the whole public sector deficit cuts. It's paying conditions and pensions, but worst of all, the effect that it will have on the community. If you attack officers' pensions and paying conditions, obviously you'll have a demoralised service. If you attack the budget so there aren't enough cops to go around, it'll affect the members of public that serve. So it's a multiple sort of attack, as it were, on the police and the services we provide the public.
Now, Conservative and Lib Dem MPs are going to feel uncomfortable, I'm guessing, seeing police marching through the streets, but do you think they'll feel uncomfortable enough to change anything?
Well, we can always live in hope. The minimum that we want to get out of today is to show that thousands of cops are backing our national negotiators, because we seem to get the feeling that the official side, the Home Office, seem to think that our national negotiators are just talking because they want to talk. This will show that 20,000 cops from all over the country, from our region in Yorkshire down to Cornwall, we've people coming from the Scilly Isles, believe it or not, will a national sort of show of force, if you wish, to back up our national negotiators.
I can believe you've got them coming from the Scilly Isles. This must be a really exciting day for a Scilly Isles police officer. Tell us what the plan's tell us what the plan's going to be.
Well, we're all mustering at different times because obviously there's a lot of people to get organised, but a march will set off at about midday from Millbank Tower, which was the scene of the riots that followed the student protests. Hopefully we'll see nothing like that today. We set off down past Parliament Square, the Home Office, up Whitehall and past Downing Street, and finishing off for somewhere around the back of Trafalgar Square.
You've mentioned the riots, Neil. I'm going to ask you the question. I'm guessing this is going to be well behaved, but will it necessarily be good natured?
Today, amongst the police officers, it'll be very good natured, yes. The Metropolitan will be policing the march, but hopefully it'll be one of their quieter days, and hopefully we know how to behave.
You would hope so, wouldn't you? Thanks very much indeed for talking to us this morning, Neil. Much appreciated. That's Neil Bowles from the South Yorkshire Police Federation. Can I just recommend, if you are a casual shoplifter on your way to Newport Pagnell Services, now's not the time.